I'd get a couple of inventions this year, Floyd.
Yeah.
I'd get two or three inventions, and I think I've mentioned them to you. I've said to you, I'm not going to let Matt Wallace get it his own way this year. I have said that to you already.
I think you told him as well, haven't you?
I have told him. Oh, yeah. Listen, I don't talk behind people's backs. I tell them straight. Yeah. This time last year, he had 500 points a step in me. Last week, he was 10 in front of me. I've a chance this weekend of going 100 in front of him. If I have a good weekend.
Yes.
And tell me this, Floyd.
What's that?
Is his ass start to sweat then?
I think he'll love a battle. I mean, it's been a long time since he's had one. I mean, Patrick, obviously, a couple of years ago, gave him a run when he had it. Was a few bits and pieces going on. And then before that, really, I know he used to love it when it was him and Charlie. You know, when he found it really competitive and got the competitive juices going. And I suspect the pair of you will love it as well. If you're going into September, October, and there's a pair of you going neck and neck, I think it'll be great. It'll be great sport. It'll be good for the sport as well. So, Rab, Queen Joanie, trap three in the first heat at the Brighton Bell. I think there would have been, it's fair to say there would have been a time that you wouldn't really have fancied her getting this 5-1-5, but she's got stronger as she's got older, hasn't she?
Watched her last week. She kind of missed the up of the boxes last week, Floyd. Thought she ran tremendous, Floyd. I'll be true for you. I thought she ran an absolute blinder. And coming home as hard as any dog I've ever put run home. She's coming up that home straight as strong as any of them, like an ox, you know what I mean? So, no, just if she gets the boxes right. Last week was her first time back to the boxes, Floyd, so they were a wee bit of an excuse, and probably should have trialled them, but I feel as if sometimes you don't need to trial dogs, you can go straight in with them because they've got the pace to look after themselves, you know what I mean, Floyd? And it's been a long time for I've had dogs like that I didn't need to always trial everywhere, you know what I mean? That they have that bit of pace and they gears to look after themselves, and that's what she reminds me of. I was thinking of going to Perry Barwea.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying, Floyd. I was thinking of going to Perry Barwea at one stage. I thought it would have been her and Capaldi that had been going to Perry Bar, but the way she's been showing me at Central Park, all the way to a knockoff and that just can change my mind a bit. And, no, listen, she'll take her chances at Hove and we'll go all out for it. With a big, strong team going into Hove, so, no, looking forward to it.
The other thing is, I know we tend not to talk about it in terms of bitches, but she's a real threat to Memphis in the Derby, isn't she? I mean, she beat him at Central Park, which is at least as tough a run as the 500 at Toaster.
As I've said before, Floyd, and I'll stick by anything. I know these dogs inside out, and let me tell you something, Floyd. I know Memphis is a great dog, and I wouldn't say nothing bad about any of my dogs, but that these dogs that I've got just now, it depends what goes round the corner in front. It's all on the day, all on the night. Whatever one of them leaves round the corner, that is very hard for them to get back run. There's always a chance that Capaldi would get picked up. But you've seen how hard it was for Memphis to even pick him up in December. You know what I mean? Mm. Once the sun comes out and there's a bit of heat in the air, Floyd, and the sand's that wee bit better because there's a bit of heat in the sand and the dogs are bouncing off it a wee bit better, I don't think Capaldi would be caught either. So it's going to be very interesting for me. And every day I ask us questions, these questions, that questions, and I've got to shrug my shoulders and just say, one thing I'm delighted about, Floyd, that these are all going up in the back of my van.
Yeah.
And no somebody else's van, you know what I mean?
Sure.
Because when they're in the back of my van, I'm in the driving seat, you know what I mean? So I'm very, very happy and very proud to be the ones that we bred them, we reared them, and we've schooled them, and we've brought them through and all the rest of it, and we've done everything we've done. We do everything in sight, and we get a wee bit of help from other trainers and all the rest of it to help us along with them, and it's all paying dividends. But listen, looking forward to it, Floyd. She's running great. She's at the top of her game. Can't wait to bring all fours into place for the Moore Floyd, and I'm heading up to Towcester for the English Derby, but let's concentrate on the Brighton Bell just now. So I don't think I've ever won the Brighton Bell.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever won it. I think that's the first time I've ever went in my big team. You know what I mean? But they've made it a category one now, so I've got the bitches, so it was always a no-brainer to me, Floyd, so I had to go for it.
Right, Queen Leona, Trap 2 in Heat 2. Amongst them, she's probably, what, the fifth or sixth string, would that be fair?
I think Leona's getting a wee bit overlooked just now. I think she's due to come back to herself. I can see changes in her. I had to get her tonsils out, Nat Floyd, and she's taking a wee bit well to come back. She looks to me as if she's going to be a 5.75, 6.600, maybe 6.30, 6.50 bitch.
Yeah.
She's always reminded me of that kind of bitch, you know what I mean? But it's Hove suiting her. She'll run well. She's coming forward the way. The more races she gets, the better she'll be. I'm just sitting, waiting and everything coming into place with her. And it's no far away for me.
Rab, Heat 3, you're up against your very good friend and rival, Mr. Wallace, with Crafty Chivu. You've got Havana Bailout. Would it be fair to say that for a bitch of her ability, she hasn't really delivered as often as she might have done, and she certainly hasn't had the big race wins, has she?
A bitch that pleased me. She's very, very fast when she gets it right. When her head's in the right place, she's very fast. Can't believe she's never won me a category one for the pace she's got and the speed she's got and everything. Some of the clocks is there. I think she's in 29.60 down the Hove. Now, she was off fairway before December. I had to get a toe off her and that. And it's taken me a long time to bring her back because after she got a toe off, she broke the same bone just above where she got a toe off. And I would say 9 out of 10 bitches that would be then finished, Floyd. But she, I persevered with her and I brought her back and she's done a few trials. Now, last week, how she won that race, I'll never know. She must have been 10 behind.
Yeah.
She was getting into all sorts of trouble. But that's bailout for you. That is bailout for you. When you think she's getting in there with a good chance, she'll find trouble and she'll get pushed about and everything. But to be truthful with you, Floyd, I've only brought her back for one race and one race only. And that's the Derby final night for the veterans race.
Yeah.
And I'll just gear a few runs. She's in the van. She'll go to the Brighton Bell. It's only a fitness thing and a race thing just to keep her ticking over, which should be one of my top bitches for the Brighton Bell, not unless she come back to her old self. And I don't know whether that's there yet. You know what I mean?
It's also a tough eat as well. I mean, you've got Baywatch Bullet is a very, very fair animal. Coppicella, we've talked about in the past, Kevin Hutton. So she hasn't exactly come back to an easy run anyway, has she?
No. And Crafty Chivu ran well last week. I watched her in a trial. She trialled very well. Listen, it is a hard race. It could be... So in the boxes, I think. I think if Crafty Chivu comes out and gets onto the rail because she badly wants the rail, then it's all over. If Crafty Chivu doesn't get the rail, then I think it's up for grabs, you know what I mean, sir? It'll be an interesting race. Dungamarang bailouts come on a mile for last week. She has come on a bundle. She's enjoyed herself. She knows she's back, but she, listen, whatever has to win that race, if it's no Chivu, then the rest of the bitches will need to be at the top of their game to beat that Chivu, you know what I mean?
Yep, of course. Okay, moving on to Heat 4, up against another with Belinda's with Betsy's Bullet, the defending champion. You've got Queen Dusty. Would it be fair to say that you probably wouldn't have been bringing her if you didn't have a van full, or do you think she's there on merit?
She ran great last week. She's only about 11, 12 weeks out of season or something, Floyd. She's up about that stage, 10, 11, 12 weeks out of season.
Yeah.
I turned her down last week. I gave her a few trials in Central Park. I turned her down last week and, by God, she flew out. Ran great behind Joni. Wouldn't it just be the classy Joni? But I thought she ran a blinder anyway, and but that was the heat of the competition, Floyd. She was through.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? She qualified. So I was more than happy with the way she was. She's another wee bitch that's come on a mile for last week's run. I can see a big difference in her this week. Very happy within herself. So, no, listen, she's as game as they come. She won the Puppy Oaks for us at Towcester. She wouldn't be the top bitch of the kennel or nothing like it. You know what I mean, Floyd? But listen, I think she's going to be a good wee asset to the kennel in another 4 or 5 weeks.
Rab, looking at Heat 5, you've got Queen Georgia. And I guess she'd probably be, in most people's views, kind of the third or fourth string of the six that you're taking. Would that be fair?
I'm not so sure about that.
No?
You've got to have done some. I love this bitch. I love her.
Yeah.
And I mean that. She's starting to come forward the way. She's another bitch that's strong. She'll stay six bends all day long after the derby. She even when she was running last week, I was standing talking to Emily Wallace. She says, "That bitch will stay up." I says, "I know that." I says, "But I'll know be after the derby." You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because, listen, I think she's got good early, good all-round pace, and she's as game as any of them. You know what I mean? I love her, Floyd. And, listen, she's coming forward. I can see it now. I can see everything about her. She's coming forward the way I love her, Floyd. I love her. And she's just... I think she could be a big surprise package, because I don't think there's much between her and Joni when they both get it right.
Really? Really? You think that much of her?
Yes, I do, Floyd, honestly. I think she's very underestimated. I think all the eyes get... Because they're all in the other bitches, you know what I mean? They're all on Joni and Shakira and all the rest of it. This bitch would be up there with them.
In which case, Heat 6, we've got to talk then about Shakira, because potentially she's, I would have thought for most people, she's probably the closest to Joni, is she not?
Yeah, she's another bitch, Floyd. She kind of messed it up last week because she was coming back to Hove and all the rest of it. I think she's done about a 29-dead, a 29-10 run Hove for the 500 and all the rest of it. She runs Hove well. She drives the bends very hard. You know what I mean? And she gets a 5-1-5. Very happy with the way she is, Floyd. She's right there. She's right ready. Everything about her, very, very happy. She's spot on the money, Floyd. So, listen, I'm very, very hopeful, you know what I mean, Floyd? Without being, I don't want to come on there and do things and be big-headed, because that's when you've that things gone wrong for you and all the rest of it. But I'm very, very hopeful, Floyd, and I'm so happy with the position my bitches are in. That it's getting a wee bit warmer. The air's getting a wee bit warmer. And we all know him, that knows Greyhounds and that. They know that this is what the bitches want. They want a bit of top of the ground, bit of sun in their back, and a bit of love.